Pleasure Boat Studio, a literary press, presents The Life and Travels of St. Cuthwin, a medieval tale of love and conscience, by Irving Warner. Copyright 2019 by Irving Warner. Read by Jack Estes. Preface. The inclusion of a fictional introduction was done from the very first days of my composition of The Life and Travels of St. Cuthwin. At that time, as I do now, I wanted an Edwardian tone to the text, to add the luster of reality to my text, plus make reasonable the full range of our storyteller's language. Since I was not a specialist in 11th century England, but wanted historical accuracy, I had much research to do. I knew I would not deceive the specialist, but I wanted to appear that I respected the period, which I do. The noted exception to historical accuracy is there was never a Cuthwin. He is completely my invention. However, he was real to me at the end, and now I hope he will be to the reader as well. I do reaffirm that beyond this point, this is a work of historical fiction. Irving Warner, 2018. Verses 2 and 3. Epigraph. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. Psalm 10, verses 2 and 3. Introduction. The Life and Travels of St. Cuthwin. Introduction to the overall proceedings. I narrate my life and travels in this year 1097 to good Ishwell of Ilchester with modest aims. At onset, I remind all that I am Cuthwin, the fence builder, who has striven to build and mend fences along the boisterous coast of Kennewick these past 30-odd years. I am nothing more than most hard-working freedmen, and certainly not a holy man, never having taken tonsure. I am an honest keeper of our Savior's words, like most Saxon folk. And I am indeed Saxon, both in kind and tongue, which these last nearly 40 years diminishes at court, in market, in croft. Fence building has ruined my hands for writing or much else. Hence, Ishwell takes my words spoken and commits them to writing, but admonishes me to read them over carefully, and I do. Countrymen throughout the hills and shores come to my hermitage, and due to my travels and age, have sought advice on many topics. Since I have knowledge of letters and words, I do my best to share that God-given fortune. Hence, over the years, good people have mistakenly attributed age, experience, perhaps wisdom, for holiness. Too often of late I have heard my name uttered in the context of religious gift. So I write this to impart to all, for I will soon be gone, that I began life as a poor man who lived honestly, and will be taken by God in the same humble circumstances. This is what I desire to pass on to those reading of my life and travels. Book 1. St. Cuthwin commences the telling of his early life, including his place of birth and the circumstances of how he came to Peterborough Abbey. His youthful education and subsequent departure from Peterborough to commence his early wanderings. 1. One. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I, Cuthwin of Alnwick, a simple child, subject no more nor less to the baser nature of all men, begin the story of my long travels. I do so on this year of the tragic death of King William Rufus of England and the accession of his brother Henry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?